USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
President Biden's comments at a White House event on Monday regarding COVID-19. The president also saying that 90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. Biden also with a message for all Americans.
Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way.
The CDC is extending its national ban on evictions through the end of June. The CDC saying that preventing evictions and keeping people out of crowded settings is a key step in stopping the spread of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A staffer for President Biden blocked Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz from taking video at a migrant facility. Cruz and his fellow Texan Republican Senator John Cornyn leading a Republican delegation to the border over the weekend. As far as what he saw on that trip, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends.
I saw the same thing. This little political apparatchik who's been working for the Biden administration for 2 weeks came down and tried to tell senators in my group, like Dan Sullivan, to put their phones away, or they were going to be escorted out of the facility, and it just made me wonder who was going to actually do that. Since the Border Patrol agrees that Joe Biden's policy is utter and total failure.
Armed members of the far-left Antifa network clashed with passing by motorists and counter-protesters outside Oregon's capital on Sunday. Video footage showing members of Antifa assaulting people with pro-Trump and pro-law enforcement flags driving by the capital in Salem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A popular SBA business loan program is set to continue, although Congress is continuing to look into allegations of fraud in the program.
The Senate voted last week to extend the Paycheck Protection Program through the end of May, as thousands of small businesses are still looking for help to weather the pandemic. But a House subcommittee has also found evidence of mismanagement of the program that led to billions of dollars of fraud. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus says there may have been as much as $84 billion worth of fraudulent loans from the PPP. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy says that Congress tried to make it easy for businesses to get the help they needed. But the Illinois Democrat tells CBS News that additional resources will be needed to make sure that those loans reach the businesses that truly need help and not fraudsters.
Now, going forward, we have to root out the fraud. So we provided additional resources within the American Rescue Plan to allow inspectors general as well as the Department of Justice to criminally go after these fraudsters. And we need to put in controls to prevent this from happening again as well.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is reportedly working on developing vaccine passports. Some businesses already have indicated that they will require proof of vaccination for people to enter their businesses. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or follow us as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.